to Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Emily. It's good to see you.
My dad said you wanted to talk.
Well, I did, yeah. Suzu told me something that happened between the two of you.
This is about Suzu?
Well, only partially. Suzu's story made me realize that I haven't seen you around Wits End very much lately. In fact, I don't think you've been in since you called and let me know you decided to be part of the team with Mori.
Ah, right. That.
So, I wondered, is there a reason you haven't been around? Is something going on?
Well, kinda.
I miss seeing you. Of course, it's okay if you're busy.
No, it's not that.
What then?
I'll take a chocolate sundae with extra, extra sprinkles, please. Emphasis on the extra.
Oh, so your answer is that serious, is it?
Maybe you could double the chocolate syrup, too.
One chocolate sundae with extra, extra sprinkles and double chocolate syrup coming up.
Great. Okay. So, you know when we talked before and I told you that I still didn't trust Mori and Suzu?
I remember. But I said you could still be a good Christian leader, even if you didn't trust them yet.
Well, I wasn't completely honest.
Uh-huh. About what?
I didn't trust Mori and Suzu, but there was one name I left out. Someone else I don't trust.
Mm. You mean me?
Yes. You knew that?
Well, I'd gotten the sense of it because of what happened in the escape room.
Yes. You said you knew about it before it happened and let it happen anyway. You said you did it because I was special and you knew I could handle it and that it would make me stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I understand those kinds of lessons. Just last week, I called my dad to pick me up from Trickle Lake because my bike tire got a flat. He told me he was in court and my mom was busy, so it was something that I needed to figure out myself. So I did. I made it home and I learned the lesson to check my tires before I go anywhere far.
Sometimes the best way to learn how to swim is to get thrown into the pool.
Right. But in the escape room, I thought I was gonna die, Mr. Whitaker.
Hmm.
I thought Matthew was gonna die. It hurts me that you let me go through that. It made me angry. I've been praying about it, but I'm still mad at you, and I don't know what to do about it.
Hmm.
How's that sundae coming?
Nearly there. This is a lot of syrup. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, Emily, and thank you for telling me.
You're welcome. Well, now that that's out of the way, you wanted to talk about Suzu?
No, eventually, but first, I'm sorry, Emily. I truly am. I know that I explained my reasoning for allowing you to go through it, but I didn't appreciate how much it would hurt you. I was wrong, and I should have involved you in what was going on sooner. I know it won't make up for your feelings, but, well, I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
Forgive you? I wasn't expecting that. I guess I'll forgive you. Actually, I probably need to apologize myself.
Why?
For not telling you how I was feeling before. It might have made this situation with Suzu turn out differently.
There's a situation?
Well, isn't that what you wanted to talk to me about?
How about you tell me your side of the story before I tell you mine?
Okay. Well, I guess it started after dinner last night, when the doorbell rang. I got it! Suzu?
Hello, Emily.
What are you doing here?
I need your help. I am on my way to a case.
Well, where's Mori? Can't he help you?
Mori is at home. He's being difficult. He thinks this case is beneath him. But we're supposed to help people, even with simple problems, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. A girl in my math class asked me to investigate the disappearance of something valuable from her room. I don't have all the information, but it sounds important.
Why do you need help? I mean, you're good at solving cases.
I suppose that is true, but I'd rather have someone with me. I am afraid to go by myself.
Why? Is your classmate a tarantula?
No. Her name is Carrie. She's very smart and talented, the head of the debate team, and an excellent gymnast.
I think I know who you're talking about. Carrie Daniels, right?
Yes. You have met her?
Briefly. I know her more from her FaceBase channel. She's pretty popular.
I know, which is why I get so nervous around her.
Okay, fine. I'll come. It's not like I had homework to do or anything.
Suzu, I'm so glad you could come. Oh, Emily, you're here too.
Hi, Carrie. Yep, it's me. I'm here, at your house, not doing homework.
Right. Suzu, I thought we were going to keep this just between us.
You don't have to worry. Emily is very discreet. She won't be a bother.
Can we come in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, I need you to take your shoes off. Sorry, my mom has this whole no shoes on the carpet policy.
That is very understandable. Your carpet is very pretty.
Come into the living room. Do you guys want cookies? I think we have lemonade, too.
Oh, I don't need anything. I just had dinner.
Me too. I mean, a few hours ago. We eat dinner very early because I don't need any cookies.
Oh, but I made them special when you said you were coming over. You have to at least try them. Okay, wait here. I'll be right back.
They were store-bought cookies.
And
not very good ones either. It took her about 10 minutes to come back, but she seemed really, I don't know, excited to have a treat for us, so I didn't say anything. Finally, she took us upstairs to her room, and we got to hear what this case was all about.
Wow, Carrie, I had no idea you had so many trophies.
Thanks. This is my award wall. These are my ribbons for gymnastics, and that line of awards is for when I was in debate. Odyssey Middle School Champion, 2 years running.
That's very impressive. Isn't it, Emily?
Oh, very. I also like all of your framed selfies. Is that your dad you're standing with?
My dad? No way. You've never heard of Damien Strafer? The Strafer method?
No.
He's like one of the fathers of modern mathematics. Suzu knows who he is, don't you, Suzu?
Absolutely. He's a genius.
Exactly. And he signed the award I won at the Campbell County Math Tournament last year, which someone stole out of my room last night.
Finally, the case. So, obviously, our first question is, why would someone steal an award? It's not like the most valuable thing in here. That stereo is definitely worth more. Or those headphones.
That award was irreplaceable. I can't just buy a new one.
Still, it doesn't explain why somebody else would steal the award. It's not like Damien Strucker.
Strafer.
It's not like he's famous enough for his signature to be worth anything.
I got a call last night from a private number. A distorted voice told me to check my awards. A few minutes later, I got this text. Here, see?
Private number.
Your award is safe. If you want it back, complete the extra credit assignment for our math class and leave it in Locker 26A tomorrow at 7 a.m. No tricks, or Damien Strafer's autograph goes up in flames.
Now that's a case.
Right now, I won't do the extra credit assignment.
Don't worry, Carrie. Emily and I would never expect you to cheat.
Or agree to do anything a blackmailer tells you to do. We better get to work.
There is dirt over here by the wall, Emily.
Let's see. Looks like mulch. Maybe from a garden? Carrie?
My mom has a garden outside, right below this window.
Hey! How's the investigation going?
Suzu found some dirt.
Wow, already a clue. Cool.
I'm going to go outside.
I'll be out in a minute, Suzu. I just want to look around up here a little more.
Okay. Look at her go. Investigating like a boss. I'm in awe.
Hi. You're Nicole, right?
Yep. And I already know who you are.
Where did you come from?
Oh, I was in the kitchen, cleaning up from the cookies.
I called her. She's been my rock through all of this, you know, emotionally.
Carrie's been a mess all day.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. Excuse me. No, everything's fine. Nicole's here.
I'm so glad you came, Emily. I'm a huge fan of detective shows, and you two are basically the real thing.
We do our best.
It's so exciting. Half my favorite detective shows have this exact plot.
Plot?
You know, where the hard-nosed detective uses his known criminal sidekick's inside knowledge to predict their culprit's every move.
Why is Suzu my criminal sidekick?
Well, she is, right? I heard she was in juvenile detention once.
That's not true. Where did you hear that?
I don't know. Somewhere. But she has that reputation, right? You were investigating her for a while.
Yeah, I was, but...
See? You guys are straight out of a mystery show.
Emily, come quickly. I found where the thief got in.
I'll be right there. Are you coming, Nicole?
I'm gonna stay here. I have to call my mom when Carrie gets off the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll just be outside then.
You see, Emily? A trail of footprints right through the flower bed.
Yep, I see it.
Look, there's a scrape of mud on the side of the shed. And I think if you climb up on the trash cans, you should be able to get onto the roof. From there, you can reach the bedroom window. I'm going to climb up.
Suzu, wait. Hold on for a minute.
Why?
Because this case is all messed up. It's like something out of one of those detective shows Nicole was talking about. One of those really, really bad ones.
I don't understand.
Well, let's start with the footprints. If you came in through the yard gate and you were headed for the shed,
you would have to go out of your way to walk through the garden. You're right. What do you think it means?
I'm not sure yet. But there are a few other things bothering me, like the no-shoe thing. There are definitely shoe indents in the carpet upstairs. They don't have a no-shoe policy. And what about the cookies?
Cookies?
Yeah, they were stale. Definitely store-bought. Why would Carrie lie about making them?
Wait, are you suspicious of Carrie?
She's just acting strangely.
We're getting off track. Carrie's the victim, not the suspect. We should focus on the case in front of us.
I am, but a good detective takes everything into account.
A good detective also doesn't let bias affect their investigation.
Bias?
Yes. It sounds as though you are letting your feelings toward me affect your perception of Carrie.
My feelings towards you? What does that even mean?
These clues are not about Carrie. They are about how you feel about me. I thought you were professional enough as a detective to set aside personal feelings.
And I thought you were smart enough not to ignore obvious leads. Why do you care so much about Carrie?
Because! Do you really think I don't notice that I am the only one without a real friend here? I am tired of being left out.
Suzu,
I am not a robot. I can see that everyone else has someone to sit with in the lunchroom. Even Mori has made friends in Odyssey.
Okay, I get that, but...
Just go away. I can finish this case alone. I don't need your help anymore. For anything.
Oh, but Suzu, listen.
Just go.
She felt that way, and I had no idea she didn't have any friends. Some detective, huh?
Often it's the people we would least expect that are lonely.
I guess so. I should warn you, Mr. Whitaker, this next part's pretty bad.
Oh?
Well, after she told me to leave, I stormed out the front gate and slammed it behind me. I was a few blocks away when something about this case really started bothering me. Actually, it wasn't about the case. It was about Nicole.
What about her?
Something was off about her. You know, like when you see someone for the first time after they've gotten a haircut. Something was missing. Finally, I realized what it was. Her phone.
Her phone?
Nicole is always on her phone. I've seen her hold entire conversations without looking up once. She calls herself Carrie's social media manager.
So what was wrong with her phone?
She didn't have it.
Ah.
She said she needed to borrow Carrie's phone. I had a gut feeling about what was really going on, and I decided to check Carrie's FaceSpace account just to be sure. Carrie's FaceSpace. What's this?
Emily left. I don't think she will be able to come back tonight. She had homework to do.
Are you still going to stay? We really need you to solve this.
Of course. We are going to figure this out together.
Carrie's live streaming the whole thing.
They were broadcasting it? Was it some kind of prank on Suzu?
I wasn't sure. I just knew I should go back and stop it. But I didn't. I just stood there scrolling through comments and thinking about all the bad things Maury and Suzu had done to me. Whatever humiliation Carrie and Nicole planned, I actually thought that Suzu might deserve it. I was still angry at her for all the things she did before. So I turned off my phone and I walked away. I mean, Suzu told me to leave, right? I did try to warn her. She just wouldn't listen. Anyway, I got to the end of the block before I remembered what you said, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I say a lot of things. Which in particular?
You said I should be involved with Maury and Suzu. You wanted me to be an example of Christ and a leader to them. Even though I was still mad at you, I knew you were right about that part. And I realized I couldn't walk away from something like this. So, I turned around and went back to Carrie's house. And I reopened the live stream to watch what was happening.
Right, so we know where the thief got in. I suggest that we try calling them.
How are you going to do that, Suzu? It's a private number.
There are ways. My brother has taught me how. May I see your phone, Carrie?
Oh, we shouldn't use my phone. If my number pops up on their phone, they won't answer it.
Right. We'll use mine. My phone's in my backpack.
I'll get it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm such a klutz. Wait. Why do you have two phones, Suzu?
I don't. I've never seen that one before. I don't own a flip phone.
Let me see it, Nicole. The last call made from this phone was to me.
What?
It was you. Nicole, check her backpack.
On it. It's your award.
What? That's not possible.
You stole my award?
No, I didn't. I don't know how that got in there.
I thought we were friends.
We are. Carrie, truly.
Nicole, check her shoes downstairs. I bet they match the footprints outside. She broke into my house.
I would never.
I can't believe you would do this to me, Suzu. All because you couldn't do that extra credit yourself and wanted to stay ahead of me in grade point average. You just wanted to be first in class. That's it, isn't it?
Carrie, please.
There's an honor code element that goes with the first in class award. I guess you just lost it. Who is it?
It's me.
Who let you inside?
Your mom. I just need to consult with my partner for a minute.
Me?
But come on, partner. Step outside into the hallway. Listen, Suzu.
Oh, Emily. They think I was the one who stole the award. It was in my backpack.
I know.
How?
Nicole's been filming everything. They've been live streaming ever since we first arrived. It looks like half the school is watching.
What? But that means they will all think I'm the thief.
They won't. Once you solve the case for them.
Okay, Carrie Queen fans. I'm guessing they both took off for home. Although Suzu left all the evidence here. Nicole and I will confront them again tomorrow at school. But if they're in it together, I doubt we'll get them to admit to anything.
We're back! And we have good news for you.
Yes. Emily and I solved your case.
We solved it already? You're the thief, Suzu. The phone was in your backpack.
It was, because you put it there.
What?
Just like you used my shoes to make footprints in the garden. You are the real culprit behind all of this, Carrie, and the thief who stole your own award.
That's ridiculous.
Actually, it's not. Why else would you have kept us distracted in the living room with your homemade cookies?
You were giving Nicole time to set up the crime scene in the back garden. And she planted the award and the flip phone in my backpack while Emily and I were in the yard.
And you were using Nicole's phone to film everything from a hidden location behind these books.
I've been wondering where that was.
And all of this just to keep Suzu from beating you in the first in class award.
Nicole, stop the live stream.
I already did. About the same time Suzu started her whole whodunit speech.
No.
Whoops. Guess no one will get the chance to hear all your clever deductions.
Not on your live stream, but mine's still rolling.
What?
I posted the link in your comments and told people to switch over if they wanted to see the end. We are getting a lot of views. Any final comments for our loving audience before we make our exit, Suzu?
I don't understand why you did this, Carrie. We could have been friends.
See, that's the problem, Suzu. You really believe that. But you and I have nothing in common. For one thing, I can take a joke.
This is a joke to you?
Duh. We were just playing around.
Well, most of your followers don't think so. You've gotten some pretty nasty comments. Come on, Suzu. I'll walk you home. You know, I probably shouldn't have done my own live stream. It kind of felt like I was doing the same thing she was.
Yeah, well, those feelings happen when you fight fire with fire.
On the way home, I confessed to Suzu how I could have stopped Carrie's live stream a lot earlier, but I didn't. I let Suzu hang out there and get humiliated. Did she tell you that part?
Actually, no. Suzu didn't tell me any of this. Nothing about Carrie, about the case, about her being filmed.
Well, what did she tell you then?
Hello, Suzu.
Hello, Mr. Whittaker.
How was your night?
It was good.
Huh? What happened?
Emily stood up for me.
Did she? Good for her.
Good for me. I think I may have a friend.
You went back. And that's the only thing that mattered to Suzu.
I didn't think of it that way.
You two should talk about it sometime. As friends.
As friends.
And as Suzu's legal guardian, I want to thank you for being there for her.
You're welcome. And Mr. Whittaker, I need to change my answer from earlier.
Which one?
When you asked if I could forgive you, I said I guess. But that's not my answer. I forgive you. Completely. For everything. Can you forgive me for not telling you how I was feeling before and for what I almost did to Suzu?
I guess. I'm kidding. Of course I forgive you. Thanks for coming by. I'm glad we had this little talk.
Me too. It's been a long time coming.
Going back to help Suzu was an important moment for Emily. It's easy to hold a grudge against those who have done bad things to us, but it takes true humility and integrity to be a friend to those people when they're in trouble. Emily followed what the Apostle Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and strife and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. If we let our negative feelings towards another person control us, we'll only be hurting ourselves. But when we let our actions reflect the righteousness of God, then we'll be on the right path. Adventures and Odyssey's a presentation of Focus on the Family. Two's Company, Four's a Crowd was written by Abigail Geiger and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gano and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Madeline Curry, Victoria Grace, April Hong, Christina Pacelli, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.